Thank you.
My name is Akshay Maniar. I will from tomorrow I will start.
Michael, okay, scientist. Okay, very good. I think I'll give the mic so that you know everybody can hear.
There's one cordless also, no? Cordless is not there. Come this side.
Hare Krishna.
You can hear.
I will tell all of you to remember the names, okay? So don't be inattentive.
Okay. Hare Krishna. My name is Bharat Agarwal and I am standard 10. I am studying and I am in ISKCON from 1.5 years. My favorite personality is my mother, because of whom I am in ISKCON.
Okay, very nice.
My name is Anil Kumar Mahapatra and I am doing apprentice in a company.
Okay, very nice.
And my favorite personality is my friend. Okay. Because
who is your friend?
Simanchal,
okay, very nice. Okay.
Good evening, my name is Manish. I'm working in design as a sales manager. And my favorite personality is my mother. Due to his blessing, I am here.
Okay, very nice.
Good evening, I'm master student studying in standard 8. My favorite personality is Prabhupada because not only I, because of him, everyone are over here.
Okay, very nice.
Hello, my name is Sahil Lakshma and my favorite personality is also Prabhupada.
Okay.
Because by reading his books, I have got this opportunity to come to
school. Okay, wonderful.
My name is Sunil Mehta. My favorite personality, I am in standard FYDC.
Okay, fine.
My favorite personality is my father because I am here on him.
Okay, very nice.
Hi, sir. My name is Mohi. I am studying standard 7th and my favorite personality is Prabhupada because Prabhupada blessing with we are here.
Okay.
Hare
Krishna. I think we will take the second row and everybody would like to, I would like to hear everybody's name and what they are doing. Maybe it will take a lot of time, but in I know most of you all and we can continue further with the class. So today we are all in this modern world. This modern world, what matters the most is success. What speaks the most is success, because we say that nothing speaks better than success. Only success is speaking. And to achieve success, we require good personality. Personality development is key to your success. Very famous personality, he himself was Thomas Edison. He said that if we all did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astonish ourselves. It means that we have so much capability within us, we have so much potential within us. If we tap it, we can do wonders, which we also don't know. The scientists have recognized that successful people are those who are able to tap these capabilities and potentials. We can see Thomas Edison himself. He did wonders because he was able to tap his capability and potential. Successful people, we go to previous one, recognize this fact and learn how to tap the hidden powers, and they have learned how to create the lasting change in themselves and their lives by developing their personality. So when we talk about developing personality, okay, so personality development is helping us to become winner. Everybody likes to become a winner. Everybody wants to be a winner because that will make them very important. We all want to become important by becoming a winner or being successful in the life. So Bharat, you can read what's written in the book.
Personality development helps to...
Everybody is able to hear? Okay.
Life produces extraordinary results for those who put efforts in extraordinary ways.
make a commitment now to what it takes
to become
a winner in life.
Okay, let's take a commitment. Everybody wants to become a winner. So here we are trying to, we are all here for this wonderful seminar that is the personality development. And these personality development courses we have been conducting in many places and it is producing wonderful results. When we talk about personality development, when we are all gathered here for this seminar, who are we talking about, or for whom we are coming, or for whose personality development we are sitting here? Our own self. Why? Because in our life we want to become important. That leads to one question. Are we sure that we have come for our own development? No, it's not. Because our own development, yes, it is natural that we are very important. I am the most important person in my life. Why? We will see that. We will see who is the most important person in our life. Like we have just gathered here for some time and we have taken the photographs. We have seen that in your house, in the world, there are many, many photos, but in your house there is an album. In that album, how many photographs do you keep and whose photograph do you keep? In your house you have photo albums. These photo albums will be limited to few people. Like now we are seeing many of the photographs of all of you all sitting. Have a look in this photograph. Carefully have a look. Okay, next. Previous hand. Repeat the whole thing. Okay, next. Next. These are all the photographs. You all are seeing these photographs? Yes? Carefully have a look. Okay, when the photographs are coming, your eyes go to see whom? Why? You have a group photo of your school. There are 60 students sitting. But as soon as you get this photograph, your eyes run to go to the third row, second person. Who is that? Yourself. Why? It's natural. All the mobiles can be put into silent or can be switched off. So why is that? Like there are so many photographs, but in the house we keep those photographs which is connected with our family, like mother, father, sister, brother, and our own photographs. And suppose you are told that now you will go out abroad or you go out of the state to another place, you have to stay in the hostel. So from that album, which photographs you will select? Naturally those photographs in which you are, your photo is there. Not all the photographs. You will take 5 or 6 in which you are there with your father, mother and sister and brother. Okay? Or with your friends. And you keep it carefully. Like there are many functions happening up, like in the school or a college, you have a function and there are 100 photographs which is displayed in the notice board. And it is said that you have to pay 20 rupees and take whichever photograph you prefer. Correct? 20, not you have to pick it from the board. You have to give that 20 rupees and you will get a copy of whichever photograph you prefer. So which photos you will take? Naturally you will see that there are photographs of some many programs. Many personalities are coming to that college function. But you will pick that photograph in which you are
there, like in the drama or you know sports event, your photo is there. You pick it up. Why? So let us try to explore more into this aspect. Like, but there are many sounds which is being heard all over the world. There are many different languages, many beautiful songs and melodious music. But of all that, the best sound which we like the most is that sound which contains our name. Like I say Bharat, then his ears, you know, thank karke will come to that. I say Vivek. Then wherever Vivek is there, you know, you will be very alert. Okay. Why our ears, like there are many beautiful songs, but of all the beautiful words and songs, the most beautiful word is our own name. Why that word is very favorite? Because it's our name, it's connected to me. The most important person in my life. Who is the most important person in my life? This was a question which was asked 600 years ago. The great emperor, his name was Akbar. He said, all his ministers, he asked, tell me, who is the most important person in your life? Then one minister said, Akbar, the great Padsha, is my favorite. He was very happy. Another person said, my father is the most important. He said, very happy. Another said, my daughter is very important. And so everybody spoke. And Akbar purposefully asked Birbal in the last. He knows that Birbal will always come with some nice and witty answer. Then Akbar asked, tell me, who is the most important person in your life? Birbal said to his surprise, I myself am the most important person in my life. Akbar got angry. He was very angry. He said, Birbal, you have to come out with proofs and explain this properly to me. If you are not able to convince me, for sure your head will be chopped from the neck. So Birbal said, okay, no problem, I will convince you, but for convincing you I will require some time. Please give me some time. Then Akbar said, okay, 1 week I will give it to you. So after the time started, and one day Akbar and Birbal and others were walking, and they came to a forest. In that forest there was a well which was dry. Akbar had sent some soldiers to bring one monkey, and he brought this monkey, and the monkey had two children, two baby monkeys. And he told the soldier to throw these monkeys in the well. Immediately the monkeys were inside the well, and they were struggling to come up. It was a well which was dry. Dry well, now the monkeys are there. And Akbar said, what are you doing? Then Birbal said, just wait. And he ordered few more soldiers to bring a lot of water. And the water was continuously being poured. Then Akbar was asking, what are you doing? These animals, they are going to die. He said, you want me to convince? Convincing answer from me, I'm going to give you. Then he saw that the monkeys, the water was rising till the knee. Immediately the monkey, the mother monkey, held both the baby monkeys in her arms. Then Akbar said, see, I told in our life, those who are close to us are important to us. Children, the monkeys' children are very important. Okay. More water was being poured. The monkey climbed on one of the tallest rock in that place, and still the water was rising. Now the she monkey put both the child on her head, and the water level was increasing to her chest. Then Akbar said, see, this is what
means that we, most important person is one whom we love. Then after some time, Birbal said, now see. Then Akbar said, yes, you are correct. What you are saying? That she monkey, what she did first, she climbed on the biggest rock. Then she lifted the babies, tried to protect the babies. When the water level came to here, then that mother monkey, to save her own life, put her own babies down her below her leg and stood on both of them, and she was trying to save herself. Then Akbar said, yes. This is true for all of us. We cannot say this is a monkey business. It's not a monkey business. It's true for all of us. Like, we are the most important person. Suddenly, if the room gets into fire, or your room in which you are sleeping, you get into fire, what will you do? There's no time for us to think that's fire from up, fire from down, fire from the side. First thing is, we will run away from the room and go down in the garden of then say, help, help, help. Then by the time you come into consciousness out of the shock, then you will say, oh, I forgot my daughter was there. Oh, I forgot my wife was there. Oh, I forgot my mother, my father. Afterwards, you will say, I feel very bad. Why? At that point, you knew that there is your son or your mother or your brother. But when the fire came, you just thought about nobody. You just thought about yourself and you ran away. Then you regret. It is but natural that we are the most important person in our life. So it is very, it's not, we cannot say that we are selfish in thinking that we are sitting here for our own improvement or our own development. Personality development, yes, we are here for our own development. It is natural, and it is good that we are trying to develop ourselves. It's not that we should feel bad that we are sitting here for our own development, means that we are selfish or something. Okay. From here, we will go to talk about personality development. When we say personality development, there are two kinds of personality we can talk about. One is the outer personality. One is the outer personality. As the word says, outer, it is easy to understand. That which is easily observed can be seen. Height, weight, easily we can see. Beautiful face, smile, and famous person is easily observed. Outer, he's got knowledge, and very good. He's got good muscles, strong. So it's easily understood. It's called outer personality. Or there are some sadhus, they are attracting renunciation. So this is called outer personality. And there's something called as inner personality also. So personality means something, some qualities in the person. So we see there are many people. There's a beautiful lady. She is attracting people. Personality. Somebody with muscles. He is also attracting people. Einstein, he's got knowledge. And we got rich people, famous people. They are all attracting people. This is outer personality. But we are here not to talk about outer personality development, because outer personality is limited. Developing of outer personality is limited. And sometimes this outer personality is deceptive also. Just concentrating on outer personality is incomplete. Outer personality without developing inner personality is incomplete. Whereas inner personality, the second personality which we are going to talk about, is complete by itself. That is what we are here sitting for. For developing your high weight body, there are many clubs, many gymnasium, and many workout places. To improve your voice, there are many coaching classes. To develop your other personalities, how to present yourself, there are many institutes and organizations. But here we are sitting to teach you how to develop the inner personality. Guinness Book of World Record is full of personalities. In the Guinness Book of World Record, you got so many person: the tallest person, the shortest person, the fattest person, and the strongest person. And not only that, there are Guinness Book of World Record also talks about, sometimes they talk about there are personalities who eat the most. Sometimes there's the person who sleeps the most. Sometimes that's the personality who has the maximum number of children, the oldest person, the all kinds of personalities are there. But these personalities are incomplete by itself. It's just all the personality. They are incomplete. So we can see the tallest person, the heaviest person, this is what the Guinness Book of World Record. He is the heaviest person. Light person, very light. There are many more personalities. In the nowadays, I remember that my cousin brother had come once. He is the shortest person. So this is all outer personalities. Sometimes we talk about the competitions in which, you know, we have decided that who eats the most, who sleeps the most, who defends the most. All these things are happening. I remember long time ago my cousin brother had come, and he said that in his college there was a competition in which they wanted to decide who will eat the most in 5 minutes. So they kept cake, then dosa, juice and everything. And my cousin brother said that in this, he came first, because what he did, he mixed cake, dosa, beans, everything, and he was gulping everything and drinking the juice. So these kind of competitions are going, and he became famous. He became a personality in the college because he ate the most for 3 years. In that competition, he was coming first in eating. But in reality, peace is not actually the real personality. Or it's going to give, it is, can be called as a good quality. We should understand that we are all here, got this very special human form of body. This human form of body is very, very special. There are special things which has to be done with this human body. Eating, sleeping and defending is there. These things cannot be called as a personality. Why? Because it has got limitations and it leads to frustration also. Let us see. We can increase our height, but it has got limitation. Maximum till 8 feet or 9 feet. Correct? We can increase our weight, but that has got a limitation. We can eat, but we cannot eat more than an elephant. Elephant is eating 2-3 times a day, 200 kg. Okay. We can, for sleeping, we can sleep, say for 1 day or 2 days. But we cannot beat this polar bears. They are better in sleeping. They sleep for 6 months a year. Defending, we can do a lot of karate and all these things, but porcupine is very expert in defending itself. It's better always. Or producing children or having sex, this is not a big thing, because pigeons are having 16 times a day. We want to increase our height. We can never be taller than a giraffe. We want to increase our weight or become fat, we will not be able to increase our weight because and hope of damage. Running 100 meters in 9 seconds, how much ever we do, we cannot be faster than an answer. Jumping, these are all personalities, they are doing all these things. See how much ever we jump, we will not be able to jump longer than a kangaroo. Okay. Underwater swimming, how much ever we do, we cannot beat a fish. They are better in it. So out of the personality, actually, we see that nowadays people are becoming personalities, but actually they are competing with animals. But the Vedic scripture says that human beings are special. Sleeping, eating, depending. Ahar, nidra, bhai, maitunam cha. He says that eating, sleeping and mating, these are common. Samani, etal, manisha, pasuna. He says that it is common for animals as well as human beings. What is so special about the human being? Dharma hi ekko adhika visheshho. Dharma, that is the inner personality, is something very special. Developing this inner personality is something special. Becoming tall, becoming fat, sleeping, eating, these things animals are doing better. We are not here to compete with the animals. We are to compete with animals in inner development. That is called dharma. Dharma is ek adhik vishesha. Dharma na hina pashubhi naranam. If we are not developing the inner personality, then there is no difference between us and pure animals. Okay. So outer personality has got limitations. We should understand. And outer personality in itself is incomplete. It is just competing with the animals, and animals are better in it. Outer personalities can be deceptive also. We got that video. How outer personality can be deceptive? Have a look. This I showed many times. Once again. What we see sometimes can be deceptive. Okay, actually, this is a fact, you know. Recently, around, say, before the Rath Yatra, 20 days ago, like one family came to meet me, mother, daughter, and her brother. Okay. The girl is a singer, and she came to Bombay from some other town of India. When she came, and she was talking to me, and she said that she wants to become a famous singer. And she said that I'm fed up of going to the singing industry and meeting the industry people. She said that I went to many famous personalities so that they can help me. But I'm so disgusted meeting them. Once I met the famous singer, I told him, please help me, I want to become a good singer. He said that I will do what you want if you do what I want. He directly said, he said that he was such a shameless person. He said that you spent one night with me, that's all. She said that I was feeling so disgusted, I stopped going to meet such people. They are famous, they are handsome, but once you go there, you are attracted. But then you understand that they are good outside, but inside they are very bad. Like we say, all that glitter is not good. So goes the famous saying. I also remember in this regard, that's why it said that just auto personality development is incomplete and deceptive. There's a famous movie, most of you must have seen it, or you might not have seen it. It's around 20 years ago. It was the first Indian silent movie. So in that, you know that the name of the movie is Krishna. There's an actor, is Kamal Haasan. He actually was taking a beautiful packet. And he came to the bus stop. He was walking very smartly, waiting for the bus. There was a ball. He kept the packet like this for the waiting for the bus. He saw one bus coming and he was looking at, when the bus was about to go, he jumped and he started running towards the bus and climbed on the bus. There was one fat man. He was smiling. And he walked like this. And he saw that the person who was carrying this beautiful packet is not here. And he picked up this beautiful packet. He was very happy. He was very happy. And it's then they show the next day. The same person is coming, Kamalasan is coming, the hero is coming. And he's coming with the same packet, same kind of packet. And he keeps it on the same wall. But this person now looks at the packet, he starts vomiting. What exactly had happened was this packet was containing all the dirt. Actually, the movie goes like this, that Kamal Hassan is a hero. He wanted money, so he kidnaps a famous industrialist and he puts him in the room. But then he makes him eat many things, but he has tied him. So he cannot go anywhere. So for using the toilet, he dropped it in a box, and that he put it in that small packet and wrapped it very nicely. And and that fat man, he thought that there is some beautiful gift, so he picked it up. But the next time he saw the same gift box, he started vomiting. Because that outer covering was very attractive, but inside it was dirt. That is what happened to that girl. And that is why outer personality just by itself is very deceptive, and it is incomplete by itself. That's why we should concentrate more on developing the inner personality. Chanakya Pandit says that, Chanakya Pandit says very nice thing. He says that gold, even if it is in dirt, gold, even if it is in dirt, or it is covered with all kind of dirty things, we should pick it up and keep it. Many people, they come to temple and they actually get attracted to the devotees. Devotees are simple, they don't have nice high voice. But initially they are not attracted, but when they talk, they feel these people are the best people in the world. This is what many people feel. They are externally, but they don't have outer personality, but that inner personality actually is so good that it can attract everybody. And in this way they are not deceptive. So how can, now we will try to talk about developing the inner personality. What is inner personality? What are the inner personalities which we can think about? Developing tolerance, okay, being humble, these are good qualities. We can have patience, yeah, anything else? And helping others, honesty, polite, good behavior, giving respect to elders and love to the juniors, being friendly to those who are of his equal, and what else? And dedication, trustworthiness, honesty, and optimistic also. Obedient, very good. Obedient. Impartial, yes, and brotherhood. What is that? Brotherhood, yeah, very correct. Helping others, helping mode is that. Socially active, all these are very good qualities. These are all we can add in the, it's actually inner personality. So if we want to develop all this, it's actually very it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort to become tolerant, humble, helping others. We have to have something to give others. So, before I go on to speak more about this inner personality, I would like to tell a story of the beautiful cup. Like we all like to see good things, beautiful things. Once a young man like you all are sitting, he went to a museum. He saw many good things. Then he saw a cup, beautiful cup. Not like this, more beautiful than this. More beautiful, it has got beautiful paintings, colors, blue, green, and it was very attractive. There were little, small diamonds inside also. Very attractive, it was. And this young man wanted to pick it up, means he wanted to buy it. He was ready to pay the price and was about to take it. To his surprise, the cup said, "Wait a minute. Before you pick me up, please hear me carefully. Today, I am very attractive and beautiful. You like me very much. Few months ago, I was just a lump of mud. Nobody even bothered to look at me. I came in the hand of a good potter. This potter was making many pots and cups. It took me, put water, cold water to me, on me. I started shivering and started shouting, 'Stop it, stop it.' The potter said, 'Just be quiet. Just go through the process. Stick to the process.' And to my utter surprise, he put me on a wheel which was spinning very fast. I was spinning like anything. At high speed, I was spinning as if I was going to die. I started shouting, 'Stop, stop, stop, stop.' The potter was smiling. 'Don't worry. Just stick to the process and take this process. Just stick on to the process.' And after some time, the spinning stopped. I was given a shape. I was feeling I can relax now. But the potter smiled, picked me up. He put me into an oven and he increased the temperature. I started shouting, 'Stop it, stop it, I cannot bear it.' The potter was smiling. He was smiling and saying, 'Take the process and stick on to the process. Just stick on to the process.' I said, 'Stop it, I cannot take more wood. I cannot take more. The temperature was increasing, increasing, and increasing. In the end, the oven temperature was stopped. It was cooling. I felt so good. Then suddenly he picked me and put some acid. I started burning. I said, 'No, no, no, stop it.' He said, 'Just stick on to the process. Take this process and stick on.' He put some color on me and I said, 'It is okay now. I cannot take anymore.' But then he took some pin. He started scratching and making holes. It was so painful. He was smiling and saying, 'Take this process and stick on to the process.' Some diamonds were added. And after that, he was smiling. 'It is now over.' Then I came to this museum. Many of you were attracted and now you are attracted to me. You are attracted to me, but understand that before this I was just a lump of mud. Similarly, learn a lesson from me, my dear young man,' he said. The cup was ready. to be successful, to be attractive, we have to first of all be in the hand of a good potter, a good teacher, a good mentor who can guide us. And whatever he process he suggests, we should take it and stick onto it. It will be very painful. We cannot take it anymore. But remember, just stick to the process of the good potter. When the process is over, what will come out is the most attractive. So this is the story of the beautiful cup. For us to develop this inner personality, there are two things we are supposed to do. Okay, so these are two important things: hand of a good potter, taking of the process and sticking to the process. Every personality development course, they speak of two important things. We are also going to speak of two important things. Not only that, but we will show it how we can implement in our life. This is a $1 million asset. It's a $1 million asset. Before I go on to speak, I would like to tell about an incident which took place more than 5,000 years ago in India, Bharat. There are two great personalities. One of them had very good auto personality, another had very good inner personality. The teacher, the guru of both the personalities, called them, said, "My dear Duryodhan, go out in the morning tomorrow, and tomorrow evening you come back. Find one person who is better than you." This was the task given to the first personality, Duryodhan. He was very eager for good auto personality. So he went all over Hastinapur and he came back. What did he say? "I did not find a single person who can be better than me. I am the best. Everybody has got some or other defects. I am the one without any defect." Then the guru Yudhishthir, "Tomorrow morning you go out, find one person who is worse or bad than you." Worse than you. Yudhishthir Maharaj came back in the evening and he said, "My dear Guruji, I met many people throughout the day, but I can see that all of them have got good qualities and they are better than me. I cannot find a single person who is worse than me. Everybody got such a good qualities. Somebody can speak nicely, somebody can sing nicely, somebody can do business nicely, somebody is good in archery, somebody is good in fighting. Everybody is better than me. Nobody is worse than me." So you understand these two personalities. Yudhishthir Maharaj turned out to be the best person in the world. He became the king. Whereas Duryodhan, as time came, he became the worst person and he lost whatever he had. Whereas Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was being glorified even now, and he gained everything in life. Why? Because he had one good quality, that is, he never saw bad in others. All the personality development courses speak about this one thing. It's $1 million asset. If you have this, you will have $1 million. And more than that. Any personality development course you go. I did many personality development courses. In one, all that spoke about the same thing. Most of them are based on Dale Carnegie's book called How to Make Friends and Influence People. The first instruction they give is, don't criticize. Don't criticize when seeing some fault in others. Don't criticize. This is a very difficult act, because we have the strong urge. Hey, I am better than him. He is not good. He has got some problem. We like to see faults in others. Are you? Who is he, man? Who is he, man? We like to see faults in others. Try to criticize others. We want to show that we are better than others, because we are not better, but by telling others are not better, we are indirectly saying that I am better. This is also called as leg pulling. You know, there are many merchants, and there is one kind of merchant that they have a tin, and they sold the product, but they don't have the top in that tin. In the tin, there are many crabs put. To have a lid for the tin, a lot of money is required. But the crab merchant said, I will not spend money for putting a lid. Why? There are so many crabs. He is not afraid that the crab will run away. Because even if one crab tries to climb up and jump out of the tin, what will happen? Other crabs will pull his leg down. Right, come down. So he does not waste his money on putting a lid. This is called as leg pulling tendency. We don't like others doing better. If he's doing better, we will start pulling his leg. We'll say that it's come as much a matter. Hey, so he has a coffee here. We'll try to pull his leg. So we don't want to see others doing better than us. So this is actually has to be curved. Don't criticize. It's like a fly. This is such a beautiful room. It is not full of roses, but in some corner there is little dirt. Some corner or something is there. A fly will not sit on the beautiful rose. It will go and sit on the dirtiest. Instead of seeing all the good qualities, you will see the bad thing, like Duryodhana. He did not see any good in anybody. Whereas we see Yudhishthira Maharaj, he did not see bad in others. He was seeing only good things in others. This is the tendency of a beautiful swan. A swan, if it is in the water, it will not go to any place. It will go to that place where there is milk in the water. It will take milk and give up all the water. It will take the best thing. Everybody has got something special in us, and that has to be seen by us. I remember in my childhood, my mother used to always chastise me whenever I make fun of others. Hey, his face is like this. His face is like this. Or his face is like this. So I used to make fun of others. My mother said, "Don't do that. Don't make faces like this." Like, you know, sometimes small children, they have fun. They twist their face like this. Make faces. My mother said, "Don't do that. If you do that, your face will also become like that. If you make fun of others, you will be like that person." And it is true. There is a saying which says that, tell me who your friends are. Tell me whom you are associating with. I will tell you who you are. If you are associating with gamblers, then I can tell you that you are a gambler. You may say that, no, I am coming from a very good family, and even if I am with the gamblers, and even if my friends are smoking and drinking, I will not become a smoker and a drinker. You may say that today, but after 5 months, you will be also smoking and drinking and gambling. You are what you associate with. So when we criticize, what is happening? When we criticize, what is happening? In the mind, we are thinking about that person's negative qualities. We may say that he is a thief, he is a liar. In the mind, we are associating with two bad qualities. He is a liar, he is a thief. He is not taking bath in the morning, he is not taking bath the whole day. He is a dirty man, he is not even cleaning his clothes. We are associating with these thoughts in the mind. Very soon it will happen that we will also start telling lies, we will start robbing things, we will live dirty kind of a life, just because we are associating. But if you want to really progress in life, then instead of looking for bad things in others, like Duryodhana, we should like to see good things in others, like Yudhishthira Maharaj. We can say he is so attentive, he is very inquisitive, he is very eager to learn things, he sings nicely, he talks nicely, he is able to convince many people. When we are doing all this thing, he studies nicely, he is very good in mathematics. What happens? We are associating with the good qualities, then we will also become good. We will also become attentive, we will be good in mathematics, we will be able to speak nicely and convince others. It will happen. We can sing nicely. You just appreciate the good qualities in others, automatically you will also become good. So the two important things which we have to learn to develop our inner qualities. We may say that it may take months to develop tolerance, it may take months to develop humility, to become humble, it may take months to have patience, it may take months to years to control anger. How can I develop my inner personality? Just do these two things. You don't have to take the tough process like that cut was going through. Take the simple process of trying not to criticize anybody and always appreciate it. This, if we do, very soon we will have all the beautiful qualities and we will have a beautiful inner personality. So now we will say, yes, if we do all these things, can we really attract people? You don't have to say that, people will get attracted to you. We see His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He is an old man. If we see, he was 70 years old. And he was like having a height, say 5 feet 7 or 5 feet 8. But when he went to America, the Americans were very tall. There are many young Americans. They were handsome and beautiful, age of 18, 19, 20, 27. But they are not attracted to him. If we talk about the outer personality, outer looks, when he came to America, he was not famous. When he came to America, he was not rich. When he came to America, you can see, we can call it as an attractive feature. But all these young people got attracted to him. Not one or two, hundreds and thousands of thousands got attracted to him. Why? Because he had the beautiful inner personality, beautiful inner qualities, because of which all the young men felt that he is our real guide, he is our real teacher, he is our real mentor. He will guide us and he will genuinely help us. and all of them surrendered unto him, and they were, and they got, by associating with him, they also became like him. Srila Prabhupada in his life never criticized anybody. In fact, he used to get fierce when he used to hear when his disciples used to criticize others. Once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada was in London going in a bus. It was a bus. It was a big car like we have today. The big cars like Tata, Sumo and other things. Some disciples were laughing because at the corner of the road there were few kind of hippies. They were smoking and they were saying these people are indulging in intoxication and drugs. Srila Prabhupada, tears came in his eyes. He said that once upon a time you were also smoking and drinking. I did not make fun of you. Say that you are cultureless people. You don't know even how to take bath. You don't know how to eat and wash your hands also. I did not say that. Tears came because of compassion in his heart. He said that instead of laughing, you should help all those to become like you. He never criticized anybody. He never criticized anybody. Then, Srila Prabhupada, we are seeing this big Rath Yatra festival. He was dancing like a young man. But he said that he jumped. It was his legs used to go more than 4 feet up. 70 years old man. He was so enthusiastic and he was so wonderful person. Wonderful personality. Because he never criticized anybody and always appreciated. He did wonders because of doing just taking up these two qualities. Did wonders. He used to see good qualities in his disciples. You sing very nicely. You sing for Krishna. And even today, in all the temples in ISKCON, at 7:15, you all can come and to hear this beautiful song of Govindam Adi Purusha. Wonderful. And you can paint so nicely. Why don't you paint for Krishna? Even if it's not a good, but by appreciation they become very good. You can do something for Krishna. You make a cart for Krishna. In this way, he guided thousands of youth and developed an organization, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and wrote many books and had organizations like Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust. And in this way, even today, people are talking about him. He did not have any outer personality. What he had? Inner personality. That is complete by itself, and that is got no limitation. Inner personality development has got no limitation. You can develop your inner personality unlimitedly. It's up to us. Outer personality in itself is incomplete, limited, and can be deceptive also. But inner personality is complete on itself and is unlimited. So we are talking about developing this inner personality. And now we will say that, yes, I want to develop this inner personality. And how can I do? Where do I start from? So we will give you a formula for attaining this inner personality and becoming success. This is called the success formula. Yes. Like Srila Prabhupada, we can also become successful. Formula for success. A. Formula A, B, C. For success. Okay? What is this A, B, and C? A stands for association. Associate with people with good inner qualities. Associate with those who can guide you. Associate with people who can help you. Okay, associate with them. With those who have got good inner qualities. Like we have the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There are many devotees. We are here to help you and guide you. be yourself for developing our inner personality, and we will help you to develop your inner personality. Association with devotees of Lord Shri Krishna. D stands for books. Read books which will develop your inner personality. More than 80 literature books has been written by His Divine Grace Abhay Chandravin Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Science of Self-Realization, Easy Journey to Outer Planets, Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, read it, develop your inner personality. And see, chanting will help you to curb the tendency to criticize and develop the tendency to appreciate. Just appreciate and you will be the most successful person in the world. Chanting the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, will help us to develop these two qualities. Hare Krishna. So this is our personal development course. There are many things we can do, but it's very based on two things. Just do two things. What is that? Don't criticize anybody. And? Okay, do these two things and you are the most successful person in the world. You will attract millions and millions of people. Just by doing that. Any questions? After this, we have a small sketch by ISKCON Youth Forum Boys. Questions? We have Prashadam for you. Yes, Prashadam. Yes, what's your name?
My name is Vinit Poet.
One second, in the mic.
My name is Vinit Poet.
Vinit.
I am pursuing mechanical engineering.
Wonderful.
So I want to ask, I have heard that song, Govinda Madhi Bhajan.
Yes.
But actually, I don't understand.
The meaning of it.
Yeah.
Vinit Goyal is doing mechanical engineering. Okay, so very happy to have you here. Wants to know, he heard the song Govinda Madhi Bhushan. Actually, it was sung by a very good devotee, Yamuna Devi. She was, when she met Srila Prabhupada the first time, she was like any other American girl, teenager. She was smoking and all the bad habits which Americans have, their casual life. But by associating with Srila Prabhupada, she changed so much. And Prabhupada said, you can sing, you sing for Krishna. And she was singing this song, Govindam Adi Purushan Tamahabhatam. What is the meaning of that song? Okay, the meaning of the song is Govindam Adi Purushan Tamahabhajani. Govindam, Krishna, another name is Govinda, who gives pleasure to our senses. Govindam, you are the first primordial person, you are the first person, you are the original person, and from you everything is coming. Govindam Adi Purusham, you are the first person. I am paying my humble obeisances unto you. Tam aham bhajami. Okay, Krishna, I am paying my obeisances unto you. You are the original person. I am paying obeisances to you, and everything else is coming from Krishna only. So that is the meaning of that song. Question connected to the personality development.
Okay.
You can come in.
Actually, this process you told
you
us.
Give the name.
My name is Rajesh. And my question is, you have given
what
the process.
What are you doing?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, very nice.
So, my question is, you told us how to develop inner personality. The inner personality, what time frame does it consist of? Inner personality, does not immediately start now and immediately you will find the result. You start now to apply this. Stop criticizing now and start appreciating now. Immediately you will find the result. And you can, the more you do, the better it is. Now is the time to take this personality development course. Now, stop criticizing. It's useless. It's just waste of time. It just destroys it's like just putting fire to our own body, so that like you put fire on the candle, the fire of the candle will melt the candle. Similarly, by criticizing, we are melting ourselves and we are becoming insignificant. We will become insignificant. Any other questions? Okay, we will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and we will wait for the participant to do the Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, ISKCON Yulupadam ki, Nithai Gosita Premanande. You can remove the Kartal Sankirtan also.